Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
I think a big problem is, and I'm not the first to say this, just too many kids. People are breeding too much. The population's going to double in our lifetime. We're going to have to find a way to feed all these people.
Yeah.
There was a news story I heard recently that I think is going to piss you guys off. There was a girl, a 9-year-old girl somewhere in Central America that got raped by her stepdad and ended up getting pregnant with twins. She's 9 years old. So her doctor told her that there's absolutely no way she can give birth to these kids because her pelvis or whatever is too small. And even if she performs cesarean, the kids are probably have no chance of survival in a child's body.
What the hell's a doctor telling the kid this for? Like, what's the kid in there like trying to make a decision? Like, oh, okay. Well, I'll take this into consideration.
This is just the way I'm just telling you the story. I don't know if she actually told the kid this, but this is the doctor's official position.
Okay.
That the little girl has to get an abortion. It's just the only way to go.
Right.
Well, the Catholic Church came out officially saying that this is wrong and that anyone who participates or agrees with this is excommunicated.
Oh my God.
The doctor, the mother of the child, if she allows the kid to have the abortion, they're all excommunicated from the Catholic Church.
What is the Catholic Church doing?
Well, that's a sin. That little girl's going to go to hell for that.
But what is all religion doing? I mean, everybody who is religious agrees that you can't live sin-free. It's impossible. So why do religions look down on people when nobody can do it?
Sin-free sounds like a delicious gum for some reason. Like a low-calorie cinnamon gum.
Isn't that true, though? Isn't it in the Bible that nobody can live a sin-free life?
Well, you should ask Chris. He's the Bible expert.
I am asking Chris.
In the Christian Bible, New Testament, yes, that's in there. That's why you have to accept Jesus and tell him that you're a sinner and that you're sorry about it, and then you can do anything you want.
Isn't it sin to just even think about things that aren't morally right?
Yeah, it is. And when I was in youth group, the topic of masturbation was there's a lot of interest about that.
They brought
reasons.
That up in youth group?
Well, oh, Chris did.
What did they tell you?
Stop masturbating in youth group, Chris.
Put it away, Chris.
The position, these things vary. No Christian, two Christians agree on anything. There's 100 different denominations, but the position at my youth group was, it's okay to masturbate as long as you don't think impure thoughts during it.
How do you finish the job if you're not thinking about impure thoughts?
Not only that, but you can't control your thoughts.
That's true.
Are you supposed to think about Jesus' love and that'll make you climax?
That seems even
you're
worse.
You're supposed to think about Jesus' cock.
That seems even more horrible.
It didn't say anything about coveting Jesus in the Bible. In fact, it kind of sounds like they'd want you to.
But it seems so stupid. No human being can control what they think.
Yeah, I mean,
to me, that's why. I mean, that was one of the first things that made me not want to believe in a God. Is because why would they put in a book? I don't know.
It's just to illustrate that you need Jesus. There's absolutely no way you can do it on your own without giving yourself up to the church.
So are they saying that people that all they do is think about church and go to church and do all this stuff, and if they like train hard enough and do enough like Jesus push-ups or whatever, they'll get strong enough to one day be able to control their thoughts?
No, they're not saying that at all. They're saying that you are a flawed creation. You're worthless compared to Jesus, and basically they don't build up humans at all. They don't want you to like have. They want you to need the church, but you know, in quotations, Jesus, and it's okay to be a sinner because they say, oh, you can't help it anyway. Everyone's a sinner. Just try your best not to be, and then ask forgiveness.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm trying to convert everyone to Christianity right
Chris
now.
Chris is like, you guys, Jesus is the shit.
This is just what they tell you. I mean, I'm not.
Seriously, though, Jesus, dude.
That'd make a good t-shirt. Jesus is the shit.
That's going to come, because you know how they keep making Jesus try to reinvent Jesus for the kids to think he's cool, you know, extreme Jesus?
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
I saw one of Jesus with a mullet. Pretty awesome.
I feel like I've been proselytizing. I don't think you should accept Jesus. Let me just make that.
No, clear. I don't think that you're trying to push it on me. I think you're just answering my questions more than anything. But the more I try to understand religion and try to do it with like an unbiased mind, I mean, I can't do it without having a million questions of, I mean, there's so many things about religion that just don't make any sense and don't add up to me. And there's very few things that do make sense.
Well, you should ask me about Christianity. I could answer any question, probably. I spent my whole fucking childhood listening to this.
Well, Ben's like the Matlock of Christianity. Some things just don't add up. He just...
Y'all and I don't know spit about Christianity.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's have like a little Q&A about Jesus with Chris.
Okay, you go first.
Chris, do you love Jesus? Or I know the answer to that one. I'm gonna. What percentage of your life would you say you spent loving Jesus?
Loving Jesus?
You know what I mean.
I don't know. I don't know that I ever did. I just thought I was supposed to and tried to. That was about.
I mean, until about what age? What age did you really start to think about things?
Like, well. Probably like when I started to wonder about things, probably like 12 or 13.
And when did you really like decide, you know what? I'm definitely not I definitely don't love Jesus anymore. Jesus is out of my heart. You voted Jesus off your heart.
It's a long, slow process.
But I mean, when you were 17, could you,
No, mean... I was a Christian at 17.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew you at 17. I didn't know that.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I knew you went to youth group sometimes, but I thought you were there for the poontang.
Believe me, I wasn't there for the poontang.
Wow. So about 19? What about 19?
19 was a different story, but it wasn't like a light switch, you know? It's
right.
Seriously, it took a long time. And even today, at 27, in the back of my mind, have some fears that I'm.
I got a question for you, if I can interrupt Danny's 20 question segment. Has there, and I mean this to be a serious question. I know it's going to sound like I'm trying to be funny, but I swear to God, I'm not. I swear to the God that you believe in that I'm not. Has there ever been a point in your life where there's like an important decision to be made and you were like in the crossroads of life and you stopped to think, what would Jesus do?
Oh, good one, man.
Good joke.
That's a good joke.
I'm being serious.
Wait, I know. What? Danny told me to laugh. Well, what would Jesus do? Yeah, I guess so.
I don't think that's even a bad idea to still do that, though.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, to take a hypothetical Jesus, what would a good guy do in this situation?
Yeah, I mean, Jesus wasn't like the greatest guy morally, and he's contradicted himself a lot, but nobody really believes in the Bible Jesus. They believe in their own invention of what they think they would like to believe Jesus was like.
Right.
Hey, trying to bring it a little bit back to what we're used to. You know, if Jesus really did exist and he was the Son of God, he had the most massive cock ever.
All right, we're getting off task. Or off track here. Do you think that, though, Ben? Do you ever think like a hypothetical, what would Jesus do when it comes to big decisions in your life?
Of course he doesn't think that. Why would he think that?
I said a hypothetical. I mean, not a hypothetical. Like a replacement Jesus. What would...
Well, here's what I do. Like, I don't believe in God or heaven or hell or the devil or living your life for Jesus. But I also do believe in structured rules. And there's certain things that I just wouldn't do because... It's not because I feel like a Jesus is judging me as much as it's just things that I want to do in my own life. Like, I'm not going to walk down the street and just litter because of it. Or, you know what I mean? There's just certain things that you just do and you don't do. And it's not for any reason other than I just don't want to be a fucking asshole.
That's the most annoying thing, is that a really religious person doesn't believe that and won't accept that. And that's why I think that super religious people, at least when they're adults and they still believe in it, they must just be the most horrible people, you know? And they're trying to, like, they must believe that they couldn't control themselves unless they had this crutch.
Hang on. Okay, so that's a good question. Was it hard for you to stop believing in God and Jesus, Chris? Like, did you feel guilty when you did it?
Yeah, but it's not like I tried to not believe it. I tried to believe it, and I couldn't.
Right.
So it's a natural thing that I didn't choose to not believe in anything.
But I mean, what I mean is, like,
I didn't read the Bible as much as I thought I should have, and I felt like shit about it. I felt like, man, I'm a bad person for this.
Yeah, no kid should ever think that.
I agree.
I have a question. I know in the Bible, like what you were saying, that everybody knows that it's impossible to live a sin-free life, and you're supposed to try to not sin and everything. But I have a friend at work who's a hardcore Christian, and he always tells me, it was funny because he's a hardcore Christian, but when Prop 8 came out, he saw it the way I saw it, that gay people should be allowed to get married, because I don't see how it affects the sanctity of marriage and all that stuff. But without getting too much into that, my Christian friend would always tell me about this story in the Bible. You probably know it, but he was talking about how there was, like, some woman who was a prostitute, and everybody was throwing stones at her, and, like, Jesus came out of the bushes or something and said that, you know, you
what
can
was
only
he doing
throw
in the bushes.
I'm kidding.
I don't know. Maybe he levitated down or something. I don't know. But he was saying that, you know, the next person who lives a sin-free life can throw the next stone or whatever. I'm probably butchering this.
No, I know. I've heard this.
So, obviously, nobody could step forward and throw a stone. So, I mean, isn't that the Bible's way of saying that if you can't live sin-free, you shouldn't tell other people how to live sin-free? You know what I mean? So, I just found that weird that a lot of religious people, and I know the Mormons heavily backed Prop 8 financially and everything.
I think they started it, actually.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think they started it, actually.
Exactly.
There's lots of the Bible's written by lots of different people at different times, and put together by, you know, a bunch of people that didn't, I guess, proofread everything to make sure everything jived with each other. So yeah, I would say that definitely looks like Jesus would vote no on 8. But then it also says, like, homosexuality is an abomination, but the thing of it is, there's lots of things in the Bible that are mentioned more often than homosexuality in terms of being an abomination that don't get attention. Like, nobody's like, let's have Prop 9 saying that we shouldn't eat fish on Fridays.
And that's brought up more in the Bible.
So, like, yeah, well, lots of things are. I don't know. I haven't really prepared research, but I know that there are, and I've looked at, like, things in the Bible that are against homosexuality, and it's kind of weak. There's like four or five mentionings of it, and they're none of them, except for, like, it's an abomination, are like, definitely don't fuck guys, and, like, it's all just sort of like mentioning gayness in a negative way.
I thought you were gonna say definitely don't fuck God.
but don't you think it's funny how there are a lot of religious people out there that have premarital sex or just do numerous things that they're not supposed to do, and they know they're not supposed to do, but they get on their little high horses and tell other people what they shouldn't do. I mean, doesn't that just fucking drive you nuts?
Definitely. They choose to. I mean, obviously it's because gay people are gross, and I agree with that. But I don't think it should be outlawed. It's not my choice to say what people should do with their lives. But
do you really think that way about gay people, honestly?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Why is it okay for you to fuck a chick in the ass, but a guy can't do it?
Well, I didn't say it's wrong for a guy to fuck another guy in the ass. I just think it would be gross to have to watch that. And
nobody's,
I'm sure there's
less. Watch it.
It's gross if he sees it. It's
I'm
gross.
Just, I don't have a problem with it being legalized or people
I
doing
see what you're
it.
Saying.
I'm just saying.
Like,
yeah, of course, we all think it's gross. Exactly. But we don't get to choose what's illegal based on what we think is gross.
It's not bad to eat peanut butter by the handful, but If you saw me grab a handful of peanut butter and just start eating it out of my hands, you'd be grossed out. But you wouldn't be like, it's morally wrong to eat that. Just wouldn't want to see it, right, Ben?
It's morally wrong for you to stick it in my peanut butter.
I'm pretty much grossed out to see Danny do anything, though.
Danny should be outlawed.
Oh, man. I had another question.
So did I, but I forgot it.
Oh, here's a good question. While you're thinking of yours, what do you think's grosser, Chris? Gay people or retards or old people?
If you had to
Well, look, if I just see, I have gay friends. It's not like they gross me out just knowing that they're gay. But if I watched them fucking, I think that would be pretty gross.
Here's a good question. Would you rather see two retards fuck? If for the rest, okay, here's the situation. For the rest of your life, every meal you eat, you have to watch one of these things. Two gay men fucking, two retards of the opposite sex fucking, or two elderly people above 80 fucking.
Or Danny eating with you.
Or me. Or you just eat with me, a regular meal.
Man, that's a tough one.
No, I want the answer to that question.
Are the gay guys hairless? Are they clean gay men and I have to see their faces?
Well, I mean, they're just gay men. They're just two, whatever you can, just pick your average one of the
men.
Honestly,
I think the old people would be worse than anything.
So gay people are...
If
old
the
people
gay
are
people
out.
Are well groomed and they're not like slobbering all over the place and they're not getting any fluids near my food, it wouldn't be so bad. But old people just gross me out. I hate when I'm eating near old people.
Well, what about retards? Who?
Retards also, but it's sort of different. I just wonder like what that retard's going to do while I'm not paying attention to him and watching my food.
Wouldn't you imagine two retards having sex pretty much the same as two old people having sex, but they would just be in young bodies?
No, here's the thing. Yeah. First of all, you have to realize that retards are going to be having sex a lot more vigorously. You know what I mean? They do everything with a passion, sort of. You know, it's just...
Plus, they're super strong.
Yeah. They're super strong, and it's all on instinct. So I feel like the odds of the retards getting some type of fluid or drool on your food are a lot higher than any other group.
But that's really not the point, right? It's just what would the visual disgust me more?
No, okay. Yeah, that's true. I don't want to throw in the other thing. But yeah, what would visually disgust you more?
It's a man and a woman retard?
Yeah.
And how retarded are they?
They full retard.
Well, that might be kind of funny. I guess I'd pick the retard couple as my favorite thing to watch.
Just for the variety show aspect of it.
Can I tell a quick story about retard strength?
Yeah, sure.
Chris may remember this, and maybe Sean, listener Sean Becker, might remember this also. But
okay.
I remember in junior high, I was probably only like 5 foot tall, 90 pounds.
Yeah,
and we had to wrestle in junior high, so there wasn't a lot of guys in my weight class.
Right.
So I had to fight one of the retarded kids at her school.
I remember
thinking, fuck, I don't want to wrestle a retard because then I look like a dick if I win. And I'm thinking, like, I'm just going to slaughter this retard.
Who was
the retard?
I don't remember what his name was. But
okay, we'll just refer to him as retard.
Well, yeah, he's retard. So we line up, me and the retard. And I swear to God, I shit you not, he pins me in like a half of a second.
Oh, yeah.
He fucking slaughtered me. And I was trying to explain to all my friends. I'm like, no, this retard had super strength and nobody was buying it.
Was it Neil Gibson?
No. Neil Gibson would have lost to this kid. But there's nothing more embarrassing than setting the school getting pinned record by a retard.
Hey, Ben. Maybe we shouldn't do two shows about you losing in a fight at school. But I remember at freshman year high school when we were boxing. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Didn't you lose pretty bad to that black kid?
Yeah.
We'll just refer to him as Black Kid.
Maybe. I don't think he was retarded. I think he was just black.
But black guys have super strength.
His
also.
Name is Black Kid. Come
but
on.
What was funny about this is that he had fought, I don't know if he fought you or somebody else, like on Friday, and he didn't look like he knew what he was doing at all. And then on Monday, he comes in to fight you. I swear to God, he'd been training all weekend. He come in there dancing around like Ali, and I swear, didn't he uppercut you?
I think he landed numerous punches on you.
Nobody threw an uppercut except this kid the whole time. I don't think anyone was taking it that seriously, but this kid really, like, I think he felt like he looked stupid on Friday and definitely just...
He went home and did push-ups for, like...
Did the Rocky montage for the whole weekend.
He took it out on me.
Ben, were you really embarrassed when you lost to him?
To the retard or the black kid?
to either one of them. Who was more embarrassing to lose to, retard or black kid?
I don't know. I have no respect for either. At least the black guy wasn't retarded, but I don't know. That's a tough one to answer.
All right, here's another question. Who would win in a fight, retard or black kid, based on your experiences against them?
That should be a movie.
Well, I think wrestling, a good wrestler beats a good boxer.
Right, and if retard gets a hold of black kid, I mean, black kid's kind of screwed, right?
I would think so. I mean, the black kid probably had more stamina, but the retard was just super strong, and I can never convince anybody of that.
Well, I believe you. I don't believe you.
That's the worst part about being like 105 your freshman year of high school is like nobody's in your weight class, so it's all retards and black kids.
Sounds like you're made for TV movie title. After you got beat up in gym class, did you have the urge to cry at all? Just being overwhelmed with emotion? Not like you were hurt, but like embarrassed by it or anything like that?
Kind of. I know what you mean, because I remember around that age, like early teen years, I remember when even if me and Robbie got in a fist fight, like it'd make me cry. Even not because I felt like I was in pain or anything like that. It's just you're so charged with emotion that you don't know how to handle
it. That's what I was going to say. Like I remember even wrestling as a kid, like when I got beat once. This is true. Like I was really good at wrestling when I was younger, and I went to this tournament one time and I was like in the championship, and I basically had the same experience that you did with wrestling the retard, except the kid I wrestled wasn't a retard. And he looked smaller than me. He looked pudgy. It looked like I was going to destroy this kid, because I basically had won all my matches easily up to that point. And just in general, in my wrestling career, I had won a lot, and it came easy to me. So when I wrestled this kid, it was like, oh, I can't believe this is the kid I get to beat. You know, it was already won in my head, and the kid pinned me. And I remember crying and pretending that I got hurt during the wrestling match. And it's one of the most shameful things in my life. Like, why did I cry? It didn't hurt. You know what I mean? Like, but I was so like, I was so.
I think just being beat by a retard was embarrassing enough. I didn't need to add tears on top of that.
Do you remember any defining moments, Chris, where you really just started to go against Jesus?
Well, like the first thing I started thinking was that if there is a God or whatever, like, see, I always kind of felt like there was a God, and I'm not a person who thinks like there's definitely not a God. I think there's probably not one, and definitely not one the way everybody says there is. In this, the God that everyone invents, I don't think exists.
Right.
If there's any sort of thing like that at all. But like the first thing I started thinking was like, yeah, I don't get Christianity, but there's probably a God. And then the second thing I started thinking was, well, if there is a God, then he definitely doesn't interfere in the world, because that just wouldn't make sense. There's too many, like, why do kids get cancer? You know, why are kids born with AIDS and stuff like that? Why do people get destroyed in tsunamis and shit like that?
I hate when people say, well, God works in mysterious ways.
I know, that's the biggest cop-out. You could make up a religion and just say, well, the magic unicorn works in mysterious ways, you know? But stuff like that was kind of the first thought.
It's really strange for me to think that you, when I knew you, you were semi-religious at the time.
I was, and I'll take you even a step further. Like in high school, there were times where I thought like, well, I never wanted to be somebody who like tried to convert people, because I thought that was really annoying and it probably wasn't going to work. But then I started thinking like, boy, if I don't, they're going to go to hell, and then
wow,
that's on me, you know? What kind of a friend am I?
Did you ever think about trying to convert me?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, I did. I didn't try, but I thought about it. I thought, well, Danny, I probably wouldn't mind if he ended up in hell. So. It would be fucking bothering me while I'm playing my harp.
Chris played the harp in high school, we should say.
Yeah. In the high school band. We'd always see him around campus carrying around that harp case.
I remember that.
I would ride it.
You would ride your harp?
Well, I don't think you would. A harp case would be pretty, like, probably need wheels, don't you think?
But you played the mini harp, didn't you? Am I wrong? I feel like you used to carry it around.
No, I rode it.
All right, well, we're running out of time. I feel like we learned a lot this podcast. What do you think, Ben?
Yeah. God bless you guys.
Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Jesus loves you.
What's that tapping noise?
It's probably me.
That's Jesus entering your heart.
Jesus is wearing tap dancing shoes.
He's like a woodpecker of your soul.
All right, good night.